the side, but the big dog seemed to be padding away from the fence. "No!" hissed Gaspode. "Follow me!" There was a scurry of paws, a swishing noise, and Laddie cleared the high fence and did a four-point landing in front of him. Gaspode unpeeled his tongue from the back of his throat. "Good boy," he muttered. "Good boy." Victor sat up, rubbing his head. "I caught myself a right crack when the chair fell backwards," he said. Laddie sat looking expectantly with the remains of the sheet in his mouth. "What's he waiting for?" said Victor.
"You've got to tell him he's a good boy," sighed Gaspode.
"Doesn't he expect some meat or a sweet or something?"
Gaspode shook his head. "Just tell him what a good boy he is. It's better in hard currency for dogs."
"Oh. Well then, good boy, Laddie."
Laddie bounced up and down excitedly. Gaspode swore under his breath.
"Sorry about this," he said. "Pathetic, isn't it?"
"Good boy, find Ginger," said Victor.
"Look, I can do that," said Gaspode desperately, as Laddie started snuffling at the floor. "We all know where she's headed. You don't have to go and..."
Laddie dashed out of the door, but gracefully. He paused at the bottom of the stairs and gave an eager, "Follow me," bark.
"Pathetic," said Gaspode miserably.
The stars always seemed to shine more brightly over Holywood. Of course, the air was clearer than Ankh, and there wasn't much smoke, but even so, they were somehow bigger, too, and closer, as if the sky was a vast lens. Laddie streaked over the dunes, pausing occasionally for Victor to catch up. Gaspode followed on some way behind, rolling from side to side and wheezing. The trail led to the hollow, which was empty. The door was open about a foot. Scuffed sand around it indicated that, whatever may or may not have come out, Ginger had gone in. Victor stared at it. Laddie sat by the door, staring hopefully at Victor.
"He's waiting," said Gaspode.
"What for?"
said Victor apprehensively. Gaspode groaned.
"What do you think?" he said.
"Oh, yes, there's a good boy, Laddie."
Laddie yapped and tried to turn a somersault.
"What do we do next?" said Victor. "I suppose we go in, do we?"
"Could be," said Gaspode.
Or we could wait till she comes out. The fact is, I've never been very happy about, darkness," said Victor. "I mean, nighttime is okay, but pitch darkness..."
"I bet Cohen the Barbarian ain't afraid of the dark," said Gaspode.
"Well, yes.
And the Black Shadow of the Desert? He's not afraid of the dark either."
"Okay, but... And Hawandaland Smith, Balrog Hunter, practically eats the dark for his tea," said Gaspode. "Yes, but I'm not those people," wailed Victor.
"Try telling that to all those people who handed over their pennies to watch you being them," said Gaspode.
He scratched at an insomniac flea.
"God, it'd be a laugh to have a handle man the year now, wouldn't it?" he said cheerfully. "What a comedy feature it'd make. Mr. Hero not going into the dark, we could call it. It'd be better than turkey legs. It'd be funnier than a night at the arena. I reckon people would queue for the...
All right, said Victor. "I'll go a little way in, perhaps."
He looked around desperately at the dried-up trees around the hollow.
"And I'll make a torch," he added.
End of CD 7.